Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug makes candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Where is it? Where are my words? Here they are. We'll cut this part out.
Hey, everybody. Before I go too far, I just feel a little bit off because Jordan isn't here tonight. Oh. Yeah, I mean, there's very lovely people in the front row instead of Jordan, but he tweeted me today that he wasn't going to be here, so just everybody remember that if anything goes wrong tonight, it's because it's the first show that Jordan didn't come to. I love movies. My name is Doug. This is Doug Hart Cinema coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, May 22nd, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. The cake from the show in Bloomington, Indiana did end up all over the street outside the Comedy Attic, and I assume the possum got home safely. If you haven't heard that episode, that probably sounds pretty strange. Baltimore, do you have your tickets? Did I scare anybody with that? Baltimore, do you have your tickets to see Douglas Movies live at the Comedy Factory on June 9th at 4:20? Or do you have plans to watch the Belmont Stakes to see if I'll Have Another wins the Triple Crown? You're not into that. Are you, Baltimore? I don't remember seeing any of... I didn't remember seeing the Kentucky Derby on the wire. Now it's time for... That's the only thing that ever happened in Baltimore, right? That and Barry Levinson movies. Who's calling me right now? Hang on just a second, you guys. I can't believe someone would call me right now. Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what?
I think
to who?
Lolita?
You got the wrong number, man. You called the wrong podcast. You don't have to fuck with Doug Loves Movies podcast. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Nicole Klepper tweeted, "The balls are coming from inside the house. Hashtag dog in a horror film." This has been... Really? I really like that one. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Nashville, a.k.a. Hashville, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 4:20. All the shows at Zany's are at 4:20, and I know the weather will be beautiful, and you'll be out on a boat or some shit, but please stop by if you can to celebrate Memorial Day weekend with me, Graham Elwood, another super excited about, I am super excited about, special guest who's flying in for it, and I think Zany's has a 2-for-1 deal if you want to come Saturday and Sunday, which will give you 2 chances to win a seat in the Memorial Day? Doug Loves Movies taping. From the corrections department, yeah, Gunslinger's a movie. I get it. I've heard about it from everyone. Lennon didn't know. She just guessed Gunslinger, hoping it was a movie, and she didn't know anything about it. She was just guessing, so shut up. I call anyone who continues to talk to me about it a gunslinger. I can't. Did you see the picture of me with the bag with me in the gunt? Look at that. See what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's disgusting. And it's not going to come up again later in the show, and you'll see why in a second. What else from the corrections department? Oh, and I can't believe none of my guests in Bloomington had ever heard or seen the movie My Bodyguard. Isn't that weird? You guys know that movie, right? No? You don't? All right, well, you're like what are you, in the Russian company of newsies? All right, so... The listeners love humor like that, where you just talk about stupid appearance jokes. Not that your appearance is stupid, I'm saying my joke about it was stupid. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie at the U.S. box office is The Avengers, which is based on a creative series of comic books created by artists. The number two movie is Battleship, which is based on a lie. So watch Avengers, not Battleship. This has been... Watch This, Not That. I'm going to see it, though. It looks pretty good. I'm excited about it. All right, so the prize bag is you've got the Gunt bag from Chicago and the comic book that came with it, Trouble Club. It's a fun improvised comic book. I got a Weezer thing in here. I got a Benson CD in there. And then we've also got... This is where we really take it up a notch. We got some amazing CDs and DVDs. We've got the music of Rooney, the music of Wyclef Jean, the DVD, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and another DVD called Hooligans and Thugs, Soccer's Most Violent Fan Fights. So that's certainly worth happening. And then, very much like, oh, we got a scrunchie. A yellow scrunchie. And then, much like last week, we have t-shirts and posters. Let me give out some posters to just random people here. Here you go. Don't show anybody what it says. Keep it a secret. Everyone sitting in the other parts are going to be like, well, we sat in the worst spot. We're not getting these posters that we can go home and put up on our walls, or we can throw down on the ground as soon as we get outside. They're nice posters, though. Do you want one? You get two. Because I like your attitude. You can have one also. Now everybody knows where they should sit next time. Probably won't have a stack of posters next time. Let's see, we also got multiple t-shirts in here, I think. So let's give away two of those the old-fashioned way. Yeah, let's get the t-shirt cannon going. That's what I call my right arm, the t-shirt cannon. Boom! All right, so somebody else is going to win a shirt. And these shirts and posters say 6-month rule on them because we got some more cast members from the upcoming movie, 6-month rule. And other prizes were contributed by other guests. So please welcome Dave Foley, Martin Starr, Chelsea Peretti, and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine! Lil Wolverine! Oh, and also Dave Foley's daughter. Dave Foley's daughter is here. Oh, you sat in the perfect spot, Sam.
Oh, no. Thank you. I want you guys to know right away, the Soccer Hooligans DVD was for me.
All right, Sam. We all agree that you're better than everyone.
It's true. My Soccer Hooligan DVD collection is second to none, sir.
Sam is here. Martin Starr is here. It's a mini Freaks and Geeks reunion, you guys. I pulled it together with 2 phone calls. I made it happen. One was through a publicist, but I made it happen, and I'm so excited about it. How you doing, Martin?
Great.
This is your second appearance on the show.
Correct.
And I have a feeling that during the time between the two appearances, you're still decided to stick to monosyllabic or one-word answers whenever asked a question.
Maybe.
It worked great the first time. So he's going to give it another shot. And hopefully none of those words will be swear words, because not only is Dave Foley here, everybody, but also his young 9-year-old daughter,
Alina Foley.
Alina Foley is here. Yeah. And she, you know, she could sit close to you. She could pull the chair all the way over to where you are if you want.
Do you
want
to sit over here?
Yeah, yeah. Can she do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just lug your chair over there.
Yeah, yeah. And, but you stay where you are.
Yeah, yeah. What's that guy up to? Looks like a young Woody Allen.
So many layers to that joke.
Yeah. There really are.
And I gotta
say, so you can share a microphone with her. Can she say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Oh my God,
and
I love it.
And Doug, I think you got about 2 minutes into the show before saying fuck in front of her, I think.
What? When did I say that?
In the opening.
Oh, you have it written down.
Yeah. All right, well, you made it worse. I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's an official part of your opening speech.
I wrote it down, and I was, fuck is not. Ah!
There we go.
Swear jar. Let's get the swear jar going.
Clink.
But Dave and Martin are in the 6-month rule together. Is that a movie you could talk about the premise in front of your 9-year-old?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right?
It's about
a guy who doesn't like to be committed into a relationship, right? And he believes that he can get over any relationship in 6 months, right? Is that basically
the
premise?
He likes to be like in the fuck bud zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs, earmuffs.
It's not easy.
It would be easy enough to get through one sentence. Chelsea Peretti is here, everybody.
Yeah.
And does that sound right to you, the 6-month rule? Do you think like
Steve Harvey's is a little more palatable? He has a
think like a man.
Yes, think like a man. He details like a 90-day waiting period, which is still outrageous. But I'm gonna start doing it.
A waiting period for?
Are we talking about sex?
No.
Sorry.
No, you were. The premise. He believes that he can completely get over anyone in 6 months.
Oh, I only heard the waiting period.
Six months seems optimistic to me. Like, I think it takes a good year.
Well, how long were they together? I mean,
I don't know.
It's half the time.
Martin plays the best friend in the movie. So he probably... Oh, hold on.
I need water. My mom put Bite-It on my
head. I don't blame her. Everybody out here has got a water but her, and it's completely unfair. Martin, could you? Thank you very much. Martin's going to go backstage and get her another water.
When he was on Party Down, he went method.
Yeah.
And he knows exactly how to give people what they need in terms of their refreshments. And
I just saw
impressed.
The one where him and a glam rocker changed places, and he thought it would get him lots of... Could you distract her for a second?
Yeah, okay,
some pussy, and... didn't work out for the guy. Oh, here's Martin with the water.
Martin
there you
Starr,
go,
ladies and gentlemen, Martin Starr.
There we go. Yes. Can you open that?
How do you spell her name, Dave? I'm sorry to interrupt.
A-L-I-N-A.
And what is her social security number?
I'm proud I knew how to spell her name.
Do people get it wrong a lot when they see it written, like teachers?
I don't know. Do people get your name wrong?
Do they go Illini?
So far, I've had good luck, and all my teachers have been able to pronounce my name correctly.
This is the best thing that's ever happened on this show.
Yeah. I can't. Tonight.
Finally, a polite guest who gets to the point. He's happy to be here.
I say, as soon as we get home tonight, we're Netflixing Super Jaime.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to warn her about Uncle Doug. Do you have a favorite movie?
Yeah, favorite me or her?
Her.
Oh, all right.
I've completely lost interest in you. If you want to go sit in the back, I'm cool with that.
What's your favorite movie, sweetheart?
I actually have no idea. But,
no idea.
But I do like animal movies. I like.
Animal House.
What's that?
It's an animal movie you'll see someday, but
there is a horse
probably
in
no
it.
No rush right now. Like, what's a good animal? What's a good animal movie? Do you like Marley and Me?
Actually, I cry through that, but
it's sad.
Movie.
It's yeah. very sad. I'm sorry to have brought it up.
It's so sad when they put Owen Wilson down at the end of the movie. So sad.
I like Bug's Life.
Bug's Life, awesome movie.
Points to Daddy because Daddy also likes Bug Life. Have you been to the Bug's Life section at the Disney resorts?
Yeah, I did voices. We go there all the time. Yeah.
Yes. Since my dad's been in Disney movies, we actually get a pretty good deal there. What we do is...
There's going to be no games in this show.
Yeah, what we do is...
I'm talking to her the whole time.
We get a guide, and so we don't exactly have to wait in any lines there.
Yeah. We get to push crippled people out of the way.
Yeah.
And get on ahead of them. It's true, we do. It's true. You know we do. You know it.
So now we don't have to wait 5 hours to go on Space Mountain.
Yeah. Right. Why are you applauding? You might be behind us when we get in front of you.
But at Disney's California Adventure, they're building a whole Cars area next to Bug's Life. Are you worried that the bugs will get run over?
No, because I will put bug crossing signs all over the place.
Taking care of business. Yeah. She's going to put up bug crossing signs. Did you teach her yes and out of the womb? She is with it.
Yeah.
Those were her first words instead of daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some of that water. Yeah. Get it.
Oh, honey, they outlawed ice cream. No, never mind. Remember, you said spit takes a long time ago. She forgot how to do it now. Here, just ready?
Yeah, do a spit take.
Right? Yeah. All right, fine.
Yeah, spit it on these guys. Look at these Russian newsboys. Just spit in their direction. Right. It'll
this
be fine.
This is like reverse.
So start to drink, and then I'll tell you something that'll make you spit it out. You can do it.
All right, ready? Get it.
All right, here we go.
Mouthful.
Hey, did you hear? They found your dad splattered on a windshield. A new spit take in town. Chelsea, say something shocking to me. Say something shocking to me.
You have a bald spot.
It's a very elegant spit
slow,
take.
It's slow. It's slow burn.
All right, what time is it? What's happening?
Yes. All right.
All right. This was inevitable. Yeah.
I saw Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene thing. You want to talk about
those? Those are the other four people waiting in line. What did you see? How'd you like it?
It was good. It was really good. It was interesting. But I don't like movies where there's not closure at the end.
Oh, spoiler alert.
All right.
Or maybe you're tricking us.
Maybe I am.
And there is no twist.
Maybe there
at
is
the
closure,
end.
And I'm an idiot. How about that?
It's a possibility.
It's a distinct possibility. Sometimes
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
watch movies not paying attention. But I don't know.
You
like that
movie? You
think
this part is going to make it into the final show? Like after we've done in the
absolutely
room
not
and stuff.
Absolutely not.
What else have you? You must. Have, that's the most recent movie you saw. You must,
no, I also
you Netflixed
saw
it or something.
I Netflixed that and Our Idiot Brother.
Some people are
nice
into
applause.
It.
They work on it.
What about you, Martin? Have you had time to go to the cinema lately? Have you seen Avengers?
I did. I saw Avengers.
Yeah, and
I liked it.
I think it's safe to say now because people keep asking me. Because a few weeks ago, I said that something in the Avengers made me laugh really super hard for like a few minutes, and people keep writing me going, "What was it?" I thought it was pretty obvious what it was.
Yeah, I think I know.
Right? It's when they all die at the end.
Yeah.
No, so when people ask me on Twitter which part made me laugh so hard, I just write back, Hulk smash Loki. Is all I write. And that's a hilarious part to me, but I guess there's other parts that were funny, so people don't know which is which. Chelsea, have you seen it, The Avengers?
No.
Dave, let me ask you this. But why haven't you seen it? It doesn't appeal to you at all?
No,
or
no, I
eventually?
Want to see it. I want to see it for sure. I saw that documentary about the guy who makes sushi. Yeah. Smart response.
What is that called?
Something.
Somebody likes sushi. Yoji likes.
Oh, dreams of.
Dreams of.
Yeah,
Yoshi.
Jiro
dreams of sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. It made me really want to eat some sushi. Who's with me?
Yeah!
Everybody! You like sushi?
Well, actually, I'm a vegetarian.
Boo!
Strict vegetarian.
Strict, yeah.
No sushi.
Yeah. I actually want to eat anything that's ever touched meat.
What if it's touched fish?
No. Because fish and meat. Kind of the same thing.
It's true.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Too bad you didn't have water in your mouth when she said that.
No, you're right. She was wrong. You're dead right. She
Boy,
was completely in the wrong.
I feel like a real dum-dum.
Pescatarians are just assholes. There's no...
Swear jar.
Bad people.
Swear jar.
Bad people.
Oh, she's shutting it down.
Yep.
So what have you seen? Oh, you saw the sushi thing. Dave, what have you seen? Have you gone to the movies with your daughter?
What have I seen? Well, we just saw Pirates, a Band of Misfits.
Right, because if they didn't add Band of Misfits, you'd be like, what are Pirates?
Yeah.
And what are they up to?
I love that they completely eliminate Darwin from the advertising. Because it's all that they're Darwin's like a villain in it.
Oh, yeah.
for
like Charles Darwin?
Charles Darwin.
Much
in
like
the movie.
In
no,
life.
Bill Darwin.
Yeah. Darwin Barney, second baseman for the Cubs.
Darwin. Yeah. Oh, always with the Cubs, this guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you follow him on Twitter, you have to read Cubs win whenever they win, so it's not that often.
No, it
but
is
you
not.
Still have to read it.
It's like 15 times this year so far. It's terrible.
Yeah, and we're two of the few people that saw John Carter. So, yeah, yes.
Did you like it?
Well, we loved it.
Yes, it was actually really amazing.
Yeah.
Great computer animation. Yeah, it was one of the most believable computer animations that I've ever seen.
Yep.
What? Who would have imagined she'd be a better guest on the show than you? Just as
like,
nice as her daddy.
It's like all her lines are scripted.
And you know that can't be the case because Doug would never remember the setups.
Yeah, I've been setting her up pretty good. So, it says here that you like animals. It's a rumor going around town. Did you hear about Dave Foley's daughter? Well, thank you all for coming, and
we're done.
It's a little late.
It's Adam Canuck on Twitter tweeted, just once I'd like to hear Doug Benson ask his guests if they reindeer for games. To which I say, happy now, Adam Canuck. You just confused a 9-year-old. You jerk.
She prefers it when Gary Sinise does not play a bad guy.
So I'll ask what I normally ask, which is, do you hunger for games? Does anyone hunger for games?
I hunger for games.
This is the part where we play some games. And this first game, if she would like to participate, I would be happy to have her have her play.
All right.
We'll see if she can pull it off. Mm-hmm. The basic idea of this game is it's called ABCD. Nuts. And the idea is that we'll start with Sam, and he has to name a movie, any movie that begins with the letter A. And then we go to Martin, who has B, and on until somebody can't think of one quickly enough, or they repeat one, or they say one that's not actually a movie. There's lots of ways you could get knocked out.
You think
out.
We're going through the alphabet twice?
We might.
Now, I have a question.
You'd be amazed.
You.
Sam is here.
Are we playing this with the rules that you usually enforce, which is no articles in front of the word?
You can't do a the movie unless it's T. If the letter's T, you can say The Godfather. But if the letter's G, you can't say The Godfather.
Nothing for and the same rules for A and
A is not as big.
Can you
a
just
deal.
Say Godfather?
If you want to say an education,
you just go with Godfather.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So Godfather works for
that
G.
Clarify.
Or no, Godfather works for T, not G.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very strict.
And you like me to start.
And Owen, but there's one extra wrinkle. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play, but just like in Cash Cab, you know the street shout out.
Yeah.
If you don't think you can come up with one, just say that you want a dugout. Just say dugout, and then I will help you that one time.
One time.
You only get one dugout.
Wow.
During the course of the game.
That sounds amazing.
Is there anything I could do?
And I might not come up with something. I might be pressure might be too much for me, and then you've wasted your dugout.
I wasted my dugout. Right. Well, the street shout out doesn't guarantee a correct answer.
Exactly. No, it never. They never know it.
They never know.
Like one time, there was this old lady. They pulled her over, and they go, "What kind of Japanese poem?" And she goes, "I don't know." Like before the end of Japanese, just Japanese poem before the part about the syllables and the sentences, like, and wouldn't you just guess? Japanese poem, maybe it's haiku?
Geisha writings.
Yeah.
That would have been a better guess.
But she was great. She was just like, I don't know. All right, so we start with Sam. Letter A, go.
About a boy.
Oh, good one. Martin, letter B.
Bronson.
Oh, nice. Oh, not a single woman in the crowd responded to that. Chelsea, C.
City of Gods.
Very good. Dave, you got D.
Double Indemnity.
Yeah. Can you think of a movie that begins with E?
Elephant Tale.
I don't care if it's a movie or not. I'm taking it.
Yep. Fargo.
F for Sam, Fargo.
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy is a good G. This might go forever. H to Chelsea.
Probably not.
Three. Two.
Fine.
H. What'd you say?
I said you do it.
Oh, you want the dugout?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, I'll go House of Cards.
Okay.
All right.
In of the Sixth Happiness.
Nice.
There you go.
Ooh, indeed.
J.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. Sure.
They did with, what's his name, Kerwin Matthews? No.
Sure.
Lance, I forget.
K to Sam.
K to.
No.
The ultimate high.
L.
Land of the Lost.
Exactly. M.
Moonstruck.
You're like embarrassed to be good at it. N.
Never Ending Story.
Yes.
Oh! She's taking her dugout.
Good one.
Okay, oh God.
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
Q for Martin. Huh?
What happened?
Something go wrong? Oh, we forgot P?
I just said Police Academy 4. You have to leave now.
You're fired from the corrections department. Q for Martin. It's a tough one.
Hold on a second. I think I can come up with one.
Hang on. Hey, I think he looks like he's got one. What are you going to go with?
It's a big question mark. Quiz Show.
Very good.
Nice.
No help on that one.
R for Chelsea.
Rushmore.
S for Dave.
Sand Pebbles. No, that was
Sand Pebbles. You're sand out. Pebbles. Dave's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
She cries.
Yeah, I'm out. So she still has to do an S.
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 Snow White.
And what else? Snow White and what?
Why? Why would you do this?
Oh, and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yes!
Yeah!
The Godfather.
You just had to, didn't you?
I really did.
You to Martin. No help.
All right, guys.
Hold on.
It's your podcast.
Hold on.
Man,
I think I can do this. If I just concentrate.
See, the game will never end this way.
You. Five. Sorry, you dash 571.
That's correct. V.
I don't know. Oh, that's great. That's a great one. Can I do that?
Which one? Which one are you thinking? This is making Sam have a heart attack.
I don't know why she's not giving you one. You never know.
Because you're here. You're here.
Shows.
You're here. There's no reason for both of us to flip out.
Jesus. Oh, you want me to flip out? Shut the fuck up out there. It's a game.
No, Sam was very helpful.
It's a game.
That, exactly.
You want me to bring TJ and Pete Holmes out here? Yeah. It's a fucking game. Yeah.
You want his tiny adamantium claws coming at you? Coming after you, because he will shave you. He will circumcise you. So you say Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a W to...
Wally.
Wally.
She is so good.
Nice.
She is so good. It's crazy.
Sam gets...
X-Men.
X-Men. Y to Martin.
You have... I'm going to talk over the audience. You have the letter Y, Martin. What are you going to do? 3, 2...
Youth in revolt.
Wow, he could do it with their help, on his own. He's got it all. Z. Z is a hard one. Tweet. Wait, Sam.
Good job.
Sam,
good job.
Sit down. I've got this. No, I've got this.
Come on.
No, wait. I was going to say you're wrong. That's the zookeeper, but it really is just zookeeper.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a great guy over here.
It really is just zookeeper.
I'm not upset with that.
I just thought I could get them on a technicality. But I wasn't able to. So, okay. So you're going with Zoolander?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
zookeeper.
That's a great one.
You got one for next time.
Wait. It's the Zoolander, I'm pretty sure. It's the Zoolander.
Nope.
So we're back to A.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing it again.
Hey, that's okay.
It's
mutual.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
We'll give you a second, but just a movie begins with A.
Rounds.
A. Trying to think of an animated. Oh, it came out and was the rival movie to Bug's Life. about some different insects. She's got to think of it.
Actually, A Bug's Life.
Oh, shit!
Good job.
Sam is not going to live through this show.
This is fine. This is fine. It's your podcast, man.
Because in your household, there's no such thing as ants, right?
Oh.
No ants allowed at the Foley house.
What?
Ants.
What?
Yeah, oh. You've seen ants, actually, I think.
I have?
I think so, yeah. You didn't like it as much.
Well, I've never heard of the movie, but I do like ants as the bugs.
Yeah.
It's just a cute color.
This is great.
Pink tears in the air.
This is the best show you've ever done.
B, Sam.
Beautiful Girls.
Okay. C, Martin.
My turn.
Martin.
Letter C. 3, 2, 1.
Cars.
He always gets there. D for you.
Dear Zachary.
Oh. Wow.
You just brought back memories.
One.
That was like the boys like Bronson, the girls like Dear Zachary. Okay, so E again to you. Same letter you had one other time.
K. Can I do the same thing as last time?
No.
Yes, you can.
Think of
yes.
a whole new one.
You can.
All right.
Now they're a team. Okay, you guys are out.
Everything must go.
She said, yay! She's getting a participation trophy for sure.
Everything must go. Your favorite movie.
I didn't even see it.
I know you didn't. You and I have history with that
why
movie.
Why are you bringing up old wounds?
What?
And you're giving Martin more time to think. F.
What was the one last time?
The last F?
Yeah.
Was, I was going to say something dirty.
Far and away.
Wow. You should go on Celebrity Jeopardy. That would be amazing. What is Far and Away? Alex. Okay, Chelsea gets G.
Gone with the Wind.
Excellent.
No, we're out. We're out.
Yeah, you don't get to play anymore.
Those guys are gone.
It's time to start crying, little girl.
Yeah. He's talking to me.
Look at her. She doesn't even give a shit.
He almost
that
said
is
shit.
Great.
Yeah, hard bodies. What?
Mm. Hard bodies. That was a classic.
Yes, it is. Yes. It was on last night. Yeah.
You're still playing the game.
Martin.
I know.
I know, yeah. Right?
And they invited
it's
people to watch it.
How long it keeps going. Martin gets I.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. I. As Nicki Minaj would say, I.
What?
That counts as rap now.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, and then she says something about Fallujah. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Doesn't count as rap.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, you're out.
I still have a Doug out.
Oh, that's right, iRobot.
But,
okay,
but I haven't chosen to use it.
Oh, okay.
Decided.
What are you going to go with?
The Illusionist. No, I can't use that because
yeah, it's got a T in there. So now you're definitely out.
Okay.
Chelsea.
Thank you.
I.
Goodbye.
I. Oh, I'm not on J.
No.
I was all set up for I. J.
Yeah, he got knocked out, so you have to go I.
Inner space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have gone iRobot that I just
I
said a little while ago.
I did it.
Okay, so now we're back to you, swear jar.
Jacob the liar.
Yeah, sure. Jacob's ladder.
J-K.
K, yeah.
Klonopin. Is that a movie?
Sam Levine is our winner, everybody.
Yay, Samuel!
It's a bittersweet victory. I don't like defeating children.
You didn't even have to use your dugout.
Next time.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, I wanted to play head-to-head with you, but I had to stop playing because I'm just so good at it.
I know you are.
Just,
you're the best.
It's just stupid. So let's do one quick round of the Leonard Maltin game, and let's see your name tags, everybody. If each of the contestants on stage can jump up and go pick out a name tag you'd like to play for,
right,
just grab it.
Who spent the least amount of time on theirs?
Just grab it and bring it back to your seat. And you get to keep his phone. Grab whoever you want to play for, Martin and Chelsea and
yeah.
Dave, you guys should be a team down there. You pick somebody.
I'm gonna go. I'll go Zach.
All right, he's gonna pick that one over there. Chelsea
it's
still
bad
has
word
to
on the back. Don't read it. Don't
pick
read,
one out.
Don't read the bad word on the back.
I'll be doing Doug Lowe's movies at right. the Gramercy Theater in New York on July 2nd. Throw that plug in there while they're doing that. Who'd you get, Sam?
I forget how this game works.
I got Justin.
Justin.
He gave me his. What is this?
And it's on his phone.
An iPod.
And it went off. And
an
it's
iPod
cracked.
Touch. That we're working here. 4 gigs, 8 gigs, 16. What's the deal? It's my Jimmy Pardo. What are we doing? What is it, Justin? Come on, tell me. Tell me. How many gigs are you working with? How many gigs?
All right. So you're playing for Justin, and Martin's playing for Nick, aka the Dude. Yeah. And he's got a piece of rug on there, and he says the rug ties the room together. And then he's also got a little bowling alley drawing, and it says Market Zero. So these are all references to the film Kingpin, obviously.
Oh, boy.
And Chelsea has a crazy sign with... It looks kind of like Chip Pope. That's Andy's face on there. And it says, do it! And Chelsea's looking at the back like, is there a shithead written on the back?
So
don't say what it's written on the back. Yeah. It's a secret for later. And swear jar, that's correct. She won't let anything slide. Who are you playing for, Dave?
We're playing for...
Zach to the future?
Zach to the future. Yeah.
Whose face is that instead of...
It says
Zach.
That's your face?
Zach here.
Okay. And then he's got his S head on the back for later?
Yes.
Okay, don't reveal it. Don't say who it is.
Okay.
If he loses, I have to name that person. And
I will be
swearing three... Yeah, we'll get somebody. I'll be swearing three times at the end, just a heads up. For the Square John Browniter.
I told you.
Over
I
there.
Told you this
and you guys
happen.
Can play as a team. And since Sam won, he gets to go first in the in this round of Leonard Maltin. And you'll get the hang of it as we go, Dave. First, Sam gets to pick a category. Would you like, suggested by Gookie Cookie, would you like Run, Forest, Run? And that's movies where there's some sort of chase in a forest.
Oh.
Or would you like, it's Laurence Olivier's birthday today, if he were still with us. I mean, it's still his birthday.
Sure.
And so it's films of Laurence Olivier. Or finally, BJ Mueller, 44, on Twitter suggested, Hanks for Nothing. And that's Tom Hanks movies that Leonard Maltin gave one star or less.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So which one of those categories would you like to play, Sam?
Let's go, Run, Forest, Run sounds interesting.
Okay, seems interesting to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the notion.
I find this fascinating. Now, since we are late on time, so it's the first person, this is just one round, the first person to take it down is going to be our winner.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens.
Pressure's on.
I'm freaking out.
What'd you say?
Pressure's on.
Pressure's on. That's right. 1983, Sam.
All right.
This movie that has a chase in a forest. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie that it is... wow, everything gives it away. Oh, he calls it sentimental. And he also says about it that it is... it's got routine performances.
Oh.
Sentimental routine performances from 1983, 3.5 stars from Leonard, and features some sort of chase in the forest. Mm. And he lists 15 names.
That is an enormous amount of names.
Yeah. So how many names do you think you can name this movie in, Sam? And Sam will bid, and then Dave will either bid lower or say, Sam Levine, name that movie.
I will say 14 names.
So that's a lot of names. So... If you're not a little shaky on the rules, Dave, you want to just bring the bidding down.
Yeah.
But you don't want to show off if you don't think you know what movie it is. Yeah.
It's me?
It's me.
That seems odd. I think I can name it in 10.
Ten's a good guess. Then we go to Chelsea. She can say a little less, or she can ask Dave to name it.
I really don't understand what's happening.
Every time.
I never do.
I love it.
I probably never would, under any circumstances, know what's happening right now. Less.
What do you guys think she should do?
Oh, name it.
You can either tell him to name it, or you can bid less names.
I wish I'd pay attention to the description of the movie. Now.
Okay, well, I'll give you the clues again.
They're running through a forest.
Right. I'll give you the clues again. Yes.
Now I'm an expert.
They are running through a forest.
They're running through a forest. 1983.
They're wild things, and the forest is where they are. No, that's not the movie. This is older than that. 1983. 3.5 stars from Leonard. So he pretty much liked it. Yeah, and he says that it is has routine performances and it's sentimental. And then you get 10, right? 10 names out of 13. 15.
All right.
I still have confidence in you to be able to name this movie.
All right.
The correct title of this film. And you will be the winner on behalf of Zach to the Future.
All right.
Your 10 names are Frank Oz, James Earl Jones, Warwick Davis, Dennis Lawson, Kenny Baker, Alec Guinness, David Prowse, Ian McDiarmid. What?
Only a woman would say what.
Sebastian
Every man in
Shaw,
the room knew it on the second name.
Sebastian Shaw and Peter Mayhew.
So
what
easy.
What do you think that is?
So easy.
80.
What is that, Dave?
83.
83, yeah.
83.
Come on.
Was it
you could do it.
The Empire Strikes Back?
No, it was not! Oh, it was Return of the Jedi. Chelsea is our winner.
How is that possible?
Congratulations.
That's what I love about that
Return
game.
Of the Jedi.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Well, you're winning.
It feels great.
That's what you're doing.
It feels great.
In the words of Charlie Sheen.
One more round, Doug.
No, we don't. That's it. We ended almost perfectly on time.
Oh.
We still got to do plugs and we got to get the shitheads. So let's figure that out.
Yep.
So Chelsea wins. So where's Andy to come
He's
get
right
your
over
prizes?
There, right over there.
Come
sorry.
On, Andy.
Sorry.
You can have your,
see, you're welcome
you can have
for
your,
not taking
your kite
your
back. Oh, it says it on the back?
It all worked out.
Let me see what it says. Okay, but you know, you won, so you don't get to name your old roommate Frank as a shithead. And there's your prizes. Congratulations, Andy. And Zach's got it written on the back.
Dude, enjoy those Soccer Hooligan DVDs.
So we need great. Sam and Martin's people they were playing for to come write it down for me, who they want me to call a S-head at the end of the show. I may even say S-head because I've already put a fortune in the swear jar.
People are writing down people that they
she just
want.
Said, so what's going on?
Yeah.
Let me ask her another question, though.
I think she's the voice of every listener.
Right, yeah. What's, her name is Reason. What's the, is she looking for, are you looking forward to any movies that are coming out soon?
There's this one movie, about, I think, To the Arctic, it's called, I think. I remember seeing the commercial for that.
Yes, about the polar bears.
Polar bears.
Yes. One of nature's most vicious
so
creatures.
Cute.
Yes,
a polar bear.
It looks
loved by children the world over. And if those polar bears had a chance, they would kill and eat every last one of them.
It's true.
Was that it? Was that a Morgan Freeman impression?
Yeah.
So Sam Levine, anything you want to plug before we take off here?
Yeah, it's not going to be on for a while, but I have a new show coming on NBC February of next year called Do No Harm.
It got picked up, but
yes.
For
what?
February of next
for
year.
Mid-season of next year.
Might show up earlier though, right?
It might. Maybe. If something really does terribly, then yeah, you never
yeah,
know.
Sure. All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks,
show,
buddy.
He's done a show called Do No Harm, so that's.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We're back to polar bears.
Uh-oh.
That they will kill and eat you if you...
I'm going to be rescuing polar bears when I grow up.
So yes, that's the last thing they would do is kill or eat you. Because they'd be like, you saved us.
Yeah.
Captivity from the time they're cubs. So hopefully their natural instincts will not take in thinking that I am a threat.
Did just you see that movie, like the grizzly
hold on,
guy?
Hold on, don't.
Just bring the polar bear a Coca-Cola. You'll be fine.
I've watched many documentaries on Arctic and Antarctic life, and the polar bear is most of the time a gentle giant.
No.
I hope we don't see a movie one day called Polar Woman.
Go see Six Month Rule with Martin Starr and Dave Foley. And anything else you guys got coming up you want people to know about?
Yeah.
I'll get to you, Chelsea. I'll get to you.
Go see the polar bear movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming out.
Anything, Dave? Anything else?
6 month rule, right? I'll hold there.
Okay.
And hey, the league.
Oh, the league. It's I play Ellie in the league. I actually forget which channel it's on.
It's on the FX network.
Yes. I'm actually not allowed to watch it. But
that show's fucking filthy.
It's true. It really is. Really is.
We're ruining a child.
It takes a village.
I'm sure she's seen Jason Mantzoukas. What worse can we do than running into that guy or Nick Kroll? Who's your favorite guy? Who's your favorite actor on the league?
You know, it's a tough choice.
Is it a five-way tie?
Well, everybody on it is really nice to be there and. They always try their best not to swear in front of me. And I appreciate you guys trying.
Yeah. All right.
And Chelsea Peretti, what's going on?
Okay, I'm going to be at Sasquatch. I'm going to be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington. Don't know the dates, but soon. Chicago, the Lincoln Lodge, soon. Don't know the dates.
All your dates can be found at ChelseaPeretti.com.
Yeah, no, I never do that. I tweet them. I tweet them. Chelsea B. Peretti.
Yeah, yeah. P-E-R-E.
P-E-R-E-T-T-I.
Yeah, that's
thank
right.
Thank you very much.
I know how to spell it. Thank you so much to everybody for being here, and what a fun show that was. And as always, the OKC Thunder is a shithead.
You!
Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber is a shithead. And the people who yelled out the answers during the game are a shithead.
No, no!
I disagree. There's no room in his heart for you,